KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school basketball last night, just a few matchups around the area last evening. In girls' hoops, it was Bishop Heelan Catholic defeating Kemper Catholic 50-38. Also in boys' basketball, from the Hawkeye 10, Lewis Central down Shenandoah 81-62. Bedford beat Clark Osceola 66-39 in boys' hoops. Tonight here on KJAN, we have boys and girls basketball for you here on the radio, as Chris and I will be traveling all the way to the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. Atlantic will be hosting Glenwood in a girl and boy basketball doubleheader tonight. One of those rare girl-boy doubleheaders in the Hawkeye 10. And we'll have both games for you tonight here on the radio. Girls first at 6, boys will follow. And we'll have both games both on AM 1220 and FM 101.1, as well as on the web at KJAN.com. And you'll be able to catch the games on video as well. We'll be broadcasting live streaming video of the games on our TV page at KJAN.com. You're welcome for that service. Check it out tonight. If you can't get to the ball game, you can still enjoy good high school basketball on KJAN. The Associated Press Boys High School Basketball Weekly Poll out yesterday afternoon looks like this. In Class 4A, Iowa City West is top-rated, with Ankeny Centennial, North Scott, Des Moines Hoover, and Pleasant Valley the top five. Waukee, Dowling Catholic, Dubuque Hempstead, Urbandale, and Linmar round out the top 10 in the big schools. In 3A, Waverly Shellrock is top-rated, with MOC Floyd Valley, Spirit Lake, Dubuque Wallert, and Webster City the top five. Central Clinton, Creston, Algona, Davenport Assumption, and Humboldt round out the top 10. Creston in at number 7 at 5-0 on the year. Also in Class 2A, Cascade is top-rated this week, with IKM Manning number 2. Western Christian, Iowa City Regina, and Monticello are the top 5. New Hampton, Pella Christian, Beckman Catholic, Applington Parkersburg, and Hinton round out the top 10. And in Class 1A this week, Central Lyon is top-rated, with West Hancock and Galen Catholic tied for second. Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, and Danville round out the top five. Colonesco is 6th. Nottoway Valley at 4-0 is in at number 7. Janesville is ranked 8th. Arweva is 5-0, and they're ranked 9th this week, while Boyd and Hull checks in the number 10 position in this week's AP High School Basketball Poll. In men's college basketball last night, it hasn't taken Jahlil Okafor long to break a record with the Duke Blue Devils. Okafor set a school freshman record with 20 rebounds, while also scoring a season-high 25 points to lead the second-ranked Blue Devils past Elon 75-62. He had the Blue Devils' first 20-rebound game since Elton Brand in 1998. Emil Jefferson added 13 points on 6-of-7 shooting, and Justice Winslow had 12 points to help Duke improve to 9-0. Monday's other top 25 game had 8th-ranked Gonzaga ripping Texas Southern 94-54 as they improved to 10-1 on the season. Kentucky's Wildcats remain the unanimous choice as number 1 in the Associated Press Top 25 Men's College Basketball poll this week. The 11-0 Cats got all 65 first-place votes for the second straight week. Duke, Arizona, Louisville, and Wisconsin round out the top 5, followed by Virginia, Villanova, Gonzaga, Texas, and Kansas. The only poll newcomer is number 25 Michigan State. They're ranked again after a one-week absence. Northern Iowa dropped out after a double overtime loss to Virginia Commonwealth over the weekend. Iowa State moves up one spot in the poll this week. Cyclones are in at number 13. Well, the New Orleans Saints are back atop the NFC South following a convincing victory over the hapless Bears in Chicago. Drew Brees completed 29 of his 36 passes for 375 yards and 3 touchdowns as the Saints hammered the Bears 31-15. Brees threw his scoring strikes while New Orleans was building a 21-0 lead that was more than enough against the 5-9 Bears. Josh Hill had 2 TD receptions, and Pierre Thomas caught 5 passes for 83 yards as the 6-8 Saints moved 1 win ahead of Carolina for the division lead. David Hawthorne had 3 of New Orleans' 7 sacks, and the Saints intercepted 3 of Jay Cutler's passes to bring his NFL-leading turnover total to 24. Cutler completed 17 of 31 passes for 194 yards and 2 touchdowns, but he couldn't get the Bears into the end zone until the fourth quarter. Elsewhere around the league, Cowboys running back and NFL rushing leader DeMarco Murray has a broken hand that requires surgery. Cowboys executive vice president Stephen Jones says it's difficult to expect that Murray will be able to play Sunday against Indianapolis. Murray has 1,687 yards rushing and needs 87 yards to break Emmitt Smith's franchise record of 1,773 yards. The 10-4 Cowboys need to win both remaining games to ensure the end of a 4-year playoff drought. They finished the regular season at Washington after this week's game against the Colts. In other NFL news, Robert Griffin III is back as the starter for the Washington Redskins. The announcement by Coach Jay Gruden is the fifth starting quarterback change made by the rookie coach this season. Panthers coach Ron Rivera says he's taking a wait-and-see approach as to whether or not quarterback Cam Newton will play Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. Newton missed the second game of his career against Tampa Bay this weekend after an automobile wreck last week left him with two fractures in his lower back. Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles has a sprained right foot and is questionable to play Thursday night against Tennessee. Chad Henne will start if Bortles can't go. The NFL Players Association has filed a federal lawsuit for Adrian Peterson, asking the court to dismiss an arbitrator's decision to uphold the NFL's punishment of Minnesota running back Peterson. Now, Peterson was suspended without pay for the remaining six games of this season by Commissioner Roger Goodell as a result of the child abuse case that has kept the six-time Pro Bowl pick out of all but one game so far this year. In college football news, a person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press that the University of Houston is negotiating with Ohio State offensive coordinator Tom Herman to be its new head coach. The 39-year-old Herman has been quarterbacks coach and play caller for Ohio State teams that have gone 36-3 the past three seasons. The Cougars fired coach Tony Levine last week. In baseball news, the Washington Nationals and outfielder Bryce Harper have come to terms on a $7.5 million two-year contract, thus avoiding a grievance hearing scheduled for this week. A person familiar with the agreement says Harper will receive $2.5 million in 2015 and $5 million in 2016. The 2012 National League Rookie of the Year had been scheduled to have a $1 million salary in 2015, but the Major League Baseball Players Association filed a grievance on his behalf over whether he could void the final season of the $9.9 million five-year contract he signed in 2010. The New York Yankees have re-signed third baseman Chase Headley to a four-year, $52 million contract, leaving Alex Rodriguez without a position. Headley said the Yankees assured him that the third base job was his after hitting .262 with six homers and 17 RBIs and 191 at-bats for New York last season. Headley came over to the Yanks from San Diego last summer while Rodriguez served his one-year suspension for violations of baseball's drug agreement and labor contract. Infielder Jed Lowrie and the Houston Astros agreed to a $23 million three-year contract. The switch-hitting Lowrie had 35 homers and 155 RBIs the last three seasons. Veteran reliever Jason Mott has agreed to a one-year, $4.5 million contract with the Chicago Cubs. He went 1-0 with a 4.68 ERA in 29 games with the Cardinals after recovering from ligament replacement surgery. The White Sox finalized a $42 million three-year contract with free agent Melky Cabrera. The 30-year-old left fielder hit .301 with 16 homers and 73 RBIs for Toronto last season. And Kansas City's worked out a one-year, $11 million package with outfielder Alex Rios, according to a person familiar with those negotiations. The 34-year-old Rios hit .280 this year with four homers and 54 RBIs. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.